Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So you probably, like me, wonder, if you haven't already taken care of this or you're not sure, you wonder about making your funeral arrangements in advance. You're not sure, maybe, about how to do it. There are lots of options, lots of choices. Sometimes so many that, and it seems hopefully so far away, it's not the thing that maybe is top of mind, but it's certainly an important financial consideration. It's certainly an important thing to do and to be thoughtful of, and when the need arises, to know what to do. So we have a special guest, and this is a little different than what you're going to think, so bear with me. Mark Duffy's on the line with me. He is president and CEO of Everest Funeral. The website is EverestFuneral.com, and Everest is the first nationwide funeral planning and concierge service company. And so, Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks to have us on here.
That's my pleasure. So that, what I just said, half my listeners said, huh? So explain to us what your company does, what it's about, and then we can talk about these things in more detail.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, you know, most people hear the word funeral concierge and go, what is that?
Yeah.
And we basically kind of invented that area. And basically what we act as an independent advocate to help consumers when they're either having to plan a funeral ahead or taking care of a funeral immediately. And we work primarily with large financial institutions to add our services to life insurance policies, so that we, the policy holders, have as a benefit of their life insurance policy, they get unbiased, independent advice.
Okay.
When they need it most, and you know, we're there to help. I mean, one of the one reporter once described us as kind of OnStar for funerals, which would probably be a pretty good description.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. So, let me do this because one of the obvious questions is, well, so let's contrast this. I can go down the street and, you know, make arrangements directly with the funeral home that maybe I've known of, or I know somebody that had a good experience, or I can, and I, or I, or there's several and I'm not sure how to choose. Help us understand when we would want to go to your company, go to your website, everestfuneral.com, and get more information. How would we use your company, and how would that be an advantage?
Well, that's a great question. And maybe it'd be helpful to kind of give you a little bit of an overview of the funeral industry.
Yeah,
kind
please
of see
do.
Where we fit in. You know, the funeral industry really is an industry. It's a $20 billion a year business.
Wow.
It's not a ministry. It's not a calling. It is a business. There are over 22,000 funeral homes in the United States. There are as many funeral homes as there are car dealerships. So in most of them, 85% of funeral homes in the United States are independently owned and operated. The average funeral home does less than 100 funerals a year, so that's less than 2 a week. So these are generally single location, mom-and-pop businesses, might have been around there 50 years, might have been around there 100 years, that have been key parts of the community that have a lot of downtime. And in the sense that they are independently owned and operated, you know, there's no Walmart or Target of the funeral industry. This is primarily a local, small local market driven business, and it has been that way, you know, since it started. So when people are taking a look and saying, you know, maybe I want to go ahead and take care of my funeral planning, well, they're making the assumption they know where they're going to be passing away.
Mm.
And the true to that whole thing is most people don't. And especially if you were in Daytona Beach and you lived there and you thought for sure that's where, you know, you're going to live and die, and but you were traveling somewhere across the country and passed away, you're going to have to get help somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's no large, like a Walmart or a Target out there, you're going to have to deal with independent operators, kind of around the country. And even older folks that say, I'm living independently, I don't really need to worry about that because I'm in good shape. But really the determinant is, where does the oldest daughter live? And if she doesn't live by you, probably in the last 6 months or a year of your life, you're going to end up moving closer to her so they can take care of you. And
that's
the fact
a great point.
That you purchased a funeral in a city that you're no longer in is going to do you much good. Mm. So because of that, the prepaying for a funeral basically locks you in to a situation where it's not very flexible. And if your plans change or just life changes, you're kind of stuck there because they only operate in that one area, and if you're not going to be there anymore, there's not much you can do. So we basically looked at it and saying, I think there's a better mousetrap out there. There's taking, instead of prepaying at one location, how about having the money available, the financing available to pay for things, but also then having the flexibility of going anywhere you want. But most people go, well, I don't know anything about it. Well, you combine that with a service that acts as an independent advocate working for you and not a funeral home, then you can go anywhere in the world. And you'll have the money available to be able to pay for the funeral. And if you decide not to use it for the funeral, you're not stuck with it. So, for an instance, a lot of people, especially older folks right now, say, I want a traditional service. Maybe they're from Kentucky. But then they move down to Florida. And then all of a sudden, I don't really necessarily want a traditional service. And I was going to spend $20,000 on it, and now I just want a $1,500 cremation.
Hmm.
Well, if you had bought the $20,000 funeral, you're basically stuck with it. Whereas if you had a life insurance policy that was going to pay you $20,000, but now you only need $1,500 for the funeral, then the other $18,500 can be used for whatever else you want. So you basically have the advice you need and the help you want, plus the flexibility of being able to use any provider anywhere in the world, and all in at a much cheaper price than going to a funeral home.
Very interesting. So you can, I'll restate and paraphrase, Mark, and you make sure I'm understanding you. I can prepay?
Well, you don't prepay with us. What you do is we partner with a life carrier,
okay,
either in group environment through like your employer. We currently right now work with three large life insurance companies to cover over 25 million people right now.
Wow.
And through 18,000 different organizations around the country. So large employers that you would know are clients of ours. And we also sell individual policies just service alone, and individuals can buy that and be able to take that money and use it however they like.
Okay, and so it would be a single payment for the insurance, or would it be something where you make payments over time?
Yeah, just make payments over time. Like it's kind of like a plain vanilla whole life policy.
Okay, all
it's
right.
Like you see on TV, you pay it monthly. Premiums never go up. The coverage never goes down.
Cool.
And we're getting ready to launch one of those here in the next couple of months in the U.S. We have a product in Canada that we do individually, but we're getting ready to launch our individual product here. But, big business right now is in the group side.
Very interesting. Well, that's very innovative, and I have asked funeral homes about exactly what you just described, Mark. So you are innovating, because I've asked them, and they said, no, we don't do that, or we can't do that, because I've inquired about that both for myself as well as for my clients, so that you don't have to come out of pocket with this huge prepayment or huge expenditure, that this can be part of your budget.
That's right. And, it's really just because of the nature of the industry. It's not that they're trying to be difficult or anything. It's just that
right. If
you're not going to use it right here, I can't really help you.
Right, right.
And what we find, and the research will show, is that most people, 65% of consumers out there have never had anything to do with the funeral.
Wow.
So when they have their first one, the learning curve is huge, and you're under a lot of pressure. You're making decisions in a 24-hour time period that you don't want to make in the first place. You don't want to be there. You're under immense pressure to make decisions by a lot of different groups, and you've never done it before. So the number one fear of consumers when dealing with a funeral is the fear of being taken advantage
exactly,
of.
Exactly, exactly, at a bad moment.
Right, and it's especially prevalent for boomers.
Yeah.
And the reason is because boomers usually go to the internet to get information on everything. I mean, they shop, they, you know, they figured everything out, they've got it all nailed down, just like when they buy a house or buy a car. However, the problem with the funeral with funerals is you go to the web and there's nothing.
Right.
And the reason is because of the way the industry is constructed. So if you're a single location funeral home in a city and you're doing 100 funerals, are you going to be putting a lot of money into putting your prices and everything on the web and being able to compare and contrast? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
They keep running this business. So when consumers go out there to look at it, they can't get any information, and it becomes very, very frustrating to them. It's like, you know, they're working with a business that really hasn't changed much since the 50s, which is generally true.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the reach. Because how businesses have evolved are, you know, multi-state, you know, nationwide chains and online and being able to handle it. This is an industry that doesn't work that way. And so if you can't get the information, you can become very, very frustrated. And that's one of the things we do. For instance, we also have, as one of our services, and actually can be anybody can purchase one, is we have our Price Finder database. We basically have a database with millions of pieces of information in it on every funeral home's prices in the United States in detail. And so basically it's a web tool. You put in your zip code, select a mile radius, all the funeral homes pop up, and click on up to 8 of them, and the detail prices for all those 8 funeral homes will pop up so you can compare and contrast. Well, it's the only place in the United States you can go to get that information.
Mm.
And we have a team of people that make phone calls every day to update that information and keep it fresh. So when, you know, for instance, you know, in your area, for instance, just the price, the service charge alone for a traditional service can range from $2,300 to $6,300 for the exact same thing. So when people take a look at it, most people think most funeral homes cost the same. Well, that's not true. I mean, it even goes to the point on a direct cremation. We did a little market survey, and in your market, that you know, a direct cremation charge can go from $675 to $2,995 for the exact same thing.
Wow!
So it pays to shop around, because a direct cremation is essentially somebody passes away at the hospital and they're directly taken to the crematory. There's no service or anything in between. So that's a pretty utilitarian type of a service, but there's still a huge swing in prices.
Mark, so, let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. Mark Duffy's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He's passionate. He's got a lot of good information for us. He's president and CEO of Everest, EverestFuneral.com, and innovator, first nationwide funeral planning and concierge services company. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Mark Duffy, president and CEO of Everest, everestfuneral.com. And we're talking about this. This is neat. This is a neat service, and it's a great approach. I'm very excited about what you're doing, Mark. It's what I've been looking for from the funeral industry, and I think it's excellent you're doing this. Let's go back, and I've already been to the website when I was listening on the break. I went to the website, I did a search, and found 8 providers locally, and it lined them all up, and it provides a comparison. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's a tool that people can use now. Like, this kind of information is readily available if you went car shopping.
Sure.
But 10 years ago it wasn't.
Right.
And so this kind of information, when you can empower a consumer to make informed decisions, and they feel like they're in charge, then they won't feel like they've been taken advantage of.
Exactly. Yep. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to get email if I don't ask you this, okay? People are going to say, you didn't ask them. So if the primary, when will you have the individual policy approach rolling out in the states?
It will be out in about a month.
Okay. So I go on the website, or I'll call your company. I say, okay, I want to do this. I'm 45 years old at the time of the taping of this show, okay? And I want to get this set up. So I talk to one of your people, and they guide me on how much I need to kind of pre-arrange in terms of a dollar amount, and then we then are purchasing a policy that will fund that based on, and I make my premium payments until I pass.
You got it exactly right.
Okay. So they help me fit, but they counsel me. This is where your independent position, they counsel me on how much I need to have, because, you know, we need to look into the future for what it may cost. Because a funeral today, a traditional funeral today, is certainly going to be different than a future traditional funeral in, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
Well, that's right. And that's why one of the things that you do is you do an approximation of what you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some trends that are happening in the funeral industry, which is going to make big changes. And for instance, right now, about 40% of death are handled by cremation now. That's up from like 20%.
That's a big jump.
Okay, well, it is going to get ready to switch, and it's probably going to go up to about 2/3, and it'll be much higher in Florida, because people resonate with cremation for a number of reasons. One is cost, two is simplicity, and in many ways, people choose cremation, not because they think that that's the way to go, but it is a way to avoid going through a traditional funeral that they just find isn't working for them. For instance, you know, Uncle Joe passes away. We say, well, we have the funeral at the church. Well, Uncle Joe never went to church.
Right.
Okay, and so going to a church and having a funeral like that doesn't work for Uncle Joe, because Uncle Joe played golf every Sunday morning. That's where he was.
Right.
So instead of having something at a church or a funeral home, they're going to be at the golf course and having a service, but you can't have the body, so having a cremation makes it a lot easier.
You know, the thing I hear from people as I meet with clients, Mark, is also it's people are starting to prefer it just from kind of a, I know this may sound a little unusual, but almost from a dignity standpoint. They don't want, you know, they don't want that viewing thing, and, you know, I can definitely understand the trend.
Absolutely, and they're also wanting, especially with boomers, and it's not just because they're older. I mean, it's right now, boomers have the influence, because guess who's taking care of the funeral?
Mm-hmm.
The boomer child. And, you know, they want things their way. They were the ones that invented customization.
Exactly.
You know, they want it their way. They don't want to go anybody else's way, and they want it exactly the way it is. And when we work with families, everything is custom. And we start with, you know, what would you like to do? Do you want a service or not? Some people don't. Do you want burial or cremation? People go, gee, I guess I never really kind of thought of it that way. Mm. You know, where do you like to have it? I mean, you don't have to have a traditional one. We can have it at your favorite restaurant. Really? You can do that? Sure. You can have bring in a band. I mean, you can have a party. And there are some people who actually say, you know, to them, you know, the cremation is just how we take care of the body. But the real funeral is we have a blowout party at their favorite restaurant, with the bar open and their favorite band playing. And now, if you ask a traditional, if you ask a funeral director, which part of that,
well,
he'd say it's the cremation.
Yeah.
Okay, he doesn't see the other part.
Right.
You can do that when you take a more holistic view of everything about what it is that you want to do. And when you really find out that there really aren't that many rules, that a lot of the rules are just perceived, and that if you have somebody who can, if you're no longer worried about being taken advantage of, and you've got somebody who's actually working with you to kind of figure this stuff out, then all of a sudden your mind opens. You go, well, gee, do we have to do that at all? The answer is no. You can kind of do whatever you want. And that then what happens is the services, whatever the quote-unquote service is, now becomes meaningful. Because, you know, the service may be we're all going to go down to, you know, Uncle Joe's favorite bar, and we're going to, you know, have an old-fashioned Irish wake, because that's kind of what I like, you know. It could be anything, and that's what we're seeing. And there's going to be more and more of a trend to that. And because of that, you need to be way more flexible than you were before. And if you have this kind of flexible availability, you can do that.
Excellent. Mark Duffy's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. President, CEO of Everest, everestfuneral.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That very passionate gentleman on the other end of the line with me is Mark Duffy. He's president and CEO of Everest, everestfuneral.com, and they are the first nationwide funeral planning and concierge service company, and you're catching the wave of baby boomers being involved with this, Mark, obviously, and things are a-changing in the funeral industry, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I love what you're doing, and, you know, the empowering of the individual to be able to make decisions and customizing, which I... You know, a lot of what I do, doing financial planning work for my clients, it's a lot of customization, and it's not one size fits all. So I appreciate that element. Talk to me about trends. Where do you see all this heading?
Well, you know, there's a lot of trends. I mean, there are some people thinking, well, there's the cremation trend.
Right.
For sure. And you'll feel that even way stronger in Florida for two reasons. Just because you're closer to the water. Generally, when you're closer to the water, cremation rates are higher.
Yes.
But it's also because most of the people have moved down from the north. And so they don't have their traditional friends around, so they're thinking, why have a big traditional funeral when I don't know who's going to show up?
Good point.
Okay. So, and in fact, maybe the service is back, you know, back in New York where you were used to live, and the body's shipped back. But then people go, how much does it cost to ship a body back? How about cremation? You know? And so those trends about a mobile society, people wanting to have it their way, and a move to more secular-type services. Because, you know, traditionally, you know, churches were deeply involved with funerals. It was a very religious experience, and now it's not quite as much. And because once they kind of broke away and started doing their own thing, they became, instead of kind of one-size-fits-all, they became much more individualized.
Yeah, and I've noticed that with funeral homes having their own little chapel, with that transition, and you're taking it even a step further in some of what you've predicted, Mark, with the having a party and it there being, or the one you gave example of the golf course, you know, ceremony or service or remembrance there. It's a very interesting trend. We've got just a minute or so left. Any other final thoughts about this area and telling consumers about, you know, empowering them with this kind of capability?
I would just say that the key for consumers is to get the information you need, and don't be afraid to ask for it. And also, don't feel like you have to do it one certain way. There is no one certain way. You now have the ability to get this information, be able to at least be able to compare prices, and be able to know, you know, what's expensive and what's not. Then you make your own decision. Most consumers, generally, by the way, will pay more for value. If they view that there's a higher value, they'll pay for it. On the other hand, if they don't think there's much value there, they don't really want to pay very much at all. And so it's all about value, just like it is about anything else. And if you have the information and the ability to go get it, then you'll be a satisfied consumer.
That's excellent, Mark. I think there's a natural hesitation, and especially around funeral planning, there's a concern about, of course, about being gouged, but there's also a concern about people, you know, they don't want to feel like they're being cheap, and so that knowledge of being able to actually know, and sometimes they feel like it's taboo to ask. So I applaud you for what you're doing. It's outstanding in the field. Mark Duffy, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest, president and CEO of Everest, everestfuneral.com. Mark, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it.
All right, thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.